Wizards all had odd, specific eating habits, and they all slept with their eyes open sometimes, even those without the gift. In those with the gift, like Zed, it was more often.
I don't sleep with my eyes open. You are wrong.
Richard, Kaelin whispered, maybe we should listen to them. Hear what they have to say. He looked to her, as if pleading for her to help him escape this, pleading for her help.
I don't sleep with my eyes open.
Yes, you do. She put a hand on his arm. I have seen you sleeping for months as we were trying to stop Rawl. When I stood watch, I often saw you sleep. Only since we left Ahara have I seen you sleep with your eyes open, just like Zed does. Richard still had his back to the three women.
What do you want? How can you help me with the headaches?
He called to them. If we are to discuss this, we are not going to talk to the back of your head. Sister Verna's tone was like one used when talking to an obstinate child. You will address us properly. It was the wrong tone to use on Richard at that moment. He yanked the door open and slammed it as he went out. Kaelin thought the door might come off its hinges, but it didn't. She felt heartsick about what she had said to him. He had wanted her to take his side. He was in no mood to hear the truth. She was puzzled by his attitude. Richard was not one to avoid the truth, but he was deathly afraid of something. She turned and looked at the three women. Sister Grace separated her hands and let them hang at her sides. This is no game, Mother Confessor. If he isn't helped by us, he is going to die. He doesn't have much time. Kaelin nodded, her anger gone, replaced by an empty sadness. I will go talk to him, she said in a small voice that was almost lost in the large room. Please wait here. I will bring him back. Richard was sitting on the ground, leaning against the short wall, right under where his sword had cut a swath the night before when the Skreeling had come. His elbows were on his knees, his hands over his head, fingers locked together. He didn't look up. Kaelin sat tight against him. Your head hurts pretty bad right now, doesn't it? He nodded. She pulled the dry shaft of a weed and held it between her hands as she rested her forearms on her knees. As if what she had said reminded him, he took some leaves out of his shirt pocket and put them in his mouth. Kaelin stripped a little leaf off the stem. Richard, tell me, what are you afraid of? He chewed the leaves a moment and then lifted his head, leaning back.
Do you remember when the Skreeling came? And I said I sensed it, and you said maybe it was just that I heard it?
She nodded.
When I killed that man today, I sensed him too, just like the Skreeling. It was just the same. Danger. I didn't know what either was, but I sensed the danger. I knew there was trouble, but I didn't know what kind.
What does that have to do with the three in there?
Before we went in the spirit house to see those women, I had the same sensation. Danger. I don't know what it means, but it's the same feeling. Somehow, I know those women are going to come between us.
Richard, you don't know that. They said only that they want to help you.
I do know. Just as I knew the Skreeling was there and the man with the spear was there, these women are somehow a danger to me.
Kaelin felt a lump growing in her throat. You also said you know the headaches might kill you. Richard, I'm afraid for you.
And I'm afraid of magic. I hate magic. I hate the magic of the sword. I wish I could be rid of it. You can't imagine the things I've had to do with it. You don't know what it took to turn the blade white. Darkenrall's magic killed my father and took my brother. It hurt a great many people.
He let out a deep breath.
I hate magic.
I have magic, she said softly.
And it almost kept us apart forever.
But it didn't. You figured out how to make it work. Without my magic, I would never have met you. She rubbed his arm. Magic also gave Addie back her foot and has helped a lot of others. Zed is a wizard. He has the gift. Would you say that is bad? Zed has always used his gift to help people. Richard, you have magic too. You have the gift. You as much as admitted it. You used it to sense the Skreeling. You saved me. You used it to sense the man that was going to kill Chandelin. You saved him.
I don't want to have magic.
It seems to me you are thinking of the problem and not the solution. Isn't that what you always say? Think of the solution, not the problem? Richard thumped his head back against the wall and closed his eyes. He let out an exasperated breath.
Is this what being married to you is going to be like? For the rest of my life, you always telling me when I'm being stupid?
She smiled. Would you have me let you delude yourself? He scrubbed his hands on his face.
I guess not. My head hurts so much. I guess it's keeping me from thinking straight.
Then let's do something about it. Let's go in and at least talk to the sisters and hear what they have to say. They said they want to help. He gave her a dark look.
So did Dark and Rawl.
Running away is not the solution. You didn't run from Dark and Rawl. He looked at her a long moment and then nodded.
I'll listen.
The three were standing where Kaelin had left them. They gave her small smiles of appreciation, apparently pleased she had brought him back. Richard and Kaelin stood close together in front of the three women.
We will listen. Listen to what you have to say about my headache.
Sister Grace looked to Kaelin. Thank you for your help, Mother Confessor, but we will speak with Richard alone now.
Richard's anger flared again, but he kept his tone in check.
Kaelin and I are to be married.
The three gave each other the look again. It was a little more serious this time.
What you have to say to me affects her, too. If you want to talk to me, she will stay and hear it, too. Both of us or neither. Choose.
The looks were still passing between the three. At last, Sister Grace spoke.
Very well.
And the first thing you should know is that I don't like magic and I'm not convinced I have the gift. If I do, I am not pleased about it and only want to be rid of it.
We are not here to please you. We are here to save your life. To do that, we must teach you to use the gift. If you don't learn to control it, it will kill you.
I understand. I had a similar problem with the Sword of Truth.
The first thing you must learn, Sister Verna said, is that just as the Mother Confessor is to be treated with deference, so are we. We have worked long and hard to become Sisters of the Light and expect to be treated with due respect. I am Sister Verna, this is Sister Grace, and this is Sister Elizabeth.
Richard glared at them. At last, he bowed his head.
As you wish, Sister Verna.
He regarded each in turn.
And who are the Sisters of the Light?
We are the ones who train wizards, those with the gift.
Where are the Sisters of the Light from?
We all live and work at the Palace of the Prophets. Kaelin frowned.
Sister Verna, I've never heard of the Palace of the Prophets. Where is it?
In the city of Tanamura.
Kaelin's frown deepened.
I know every city in the Midlands. I've never heard of Tanamura.
Sister Verna held Kaelin's gaze for a moment. Nonetheless, that is where we are from.
Why were you surprised when you found out how old I am?
Because, Sister Grace said, it is almost unheard of for one with the gift not to come to our attention when he is still young.
How young?
At the very most, a third of your age.
And why do you think I did not come to your attention?
Obviously, you have been hidden from us somehow.
Kaelin recognized that Richard was slipping into his seeker's role, seeking answers to his questions before he gave them anything they wanted.
Did you train Zed? Zedekus Zul Zorander, Wizard of the First Order.
The look passed between them again.
We don't know, First Wizard Zorander.
I thought it was your business to know of ones with the gift. Sister Verna?
They stiffened.
You know this Wizard of the First Order?
I do. Why don't you?
Is he old?
Richard nodded.
Perhaps he was before our time.
Perhaps.
Richard, with a fist on his hip, strolled a few steps away and stopped with his back to them.
How do you know about me, Sister Elizabeth?
It is our business to know about those with the gift, wizards. Though you were obviously hidden from us when you triggered the gift, we knew.
What if I don't want to be a wizard?
That is your business. Ours is to teach you to control the magic. We are not here to force you to be a wizard, only to help you control the magic so you will live. Then you may be what you wish.
Richard marched back and put his face close to Sister Verna.
How do you know I have the gift?
We are the Sisters of the Light. It is our business to know.
You thought I would be young. You thought I would be with my parents. You didn't know I was the Seeker. You don't know who the First Wizard is. You seem to be slipping in your business. Besides these errors, perhaps you are also mistaken about me having the gift, Sister Verna. Your mistakes do not inspire confidence. Does your position of respect tolerate such mistakes?
Each woman's face was crimson. Sister Verna controlled her voice with an effort.
Richard, our job
Our calling is to help those with the gift. We have devoted our lives to it. We are from far away. What we have learned has been done at a great distance. We don't have all the answers. The matters you speak of are not important. What is important is that you have the gift, and if you don't let us help you, you will die. One reason we help those with the gift when they are young, and we wanted to see your parents, is because of the very difficulty we are having right now. If we can talk to the parents, we can help them see what is best for their son. Parents are more interested in the well-being of their children than one of your age is in himself. Teaching one of your age is going to be difficult. People are more easily taught when they are young.
Before they are able to think for themselves, Sister Verna?
She was silent.
I will ask again. How do you know I have the gift?
Sister Grace smoothed her straight black hair.
When one is born with the gift, it lies dormant and is harmless. We strive to find these boys when they are young. We have a number of ways of knowing who they are. It has happened that one with the gift does things that trigger its growth, its evolution. When that happens, it becomes a threat to them. How you manage to slip by our knowledge is something we can't answer. Once triggered, the power begins to evolve. It cannot be stopped. It must be mastered, or you will die. This is what has happened to you. It is exceedingly rare for it to happen this way. To be honest, though we have been taught it has happened before, none of us has personal knowledge of it. Back at the Palace of the Prophets, there will be old records of this in others, and we will look into it. But that doesn't change what matters. You have the gift. It has been triggered, and the evolution has begun. We have never had to teach one of your age before. I fear the trouble it is going to cause at the palace. Teaching the gift requires discipline. One of your age has obvious difficulty with this.
Richard softened his tone, but his gaze hardened.